Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you this morning?
I am ready for this fabulous show.
I'm not sure that I am. You bring us genres every week or sort of rings around particular types of music, and most of the time there's at least one track on there where I'm like, yeah, this is kind of cool, or I can see why people are into it. The only time that's never happened for me is electro swing. This almost might be the second time, I think, for me at least, possibly. What are we talking about today?
Well, I was going to say, this is the first time I've had such a negative response from you guys. And so this is called Dream SMP. And I came across it because a whole bunch of people had it appear on their Spotify Wrapped.
So, ooh, okay.
People who don't listen to Spotify at the end of the year will give you like some data about what you did over the year to tell you something about yourself. And a whole lot of people were actually quite angry because either they knew what this genre was and they still didn't think it should be there, or they didn't even know what it was, so they were calling it Dream WTF. So this is something I don't know anything about, so I'm going to try to explain it properly. So there's a video game called Minecraft.
Yes.
It started in 2011. It's a best-selling game of all time. Really huge. And then some people who play it started an SMP, which is a survival multiplayer.
Okay. So, I mean, one of the things you can do on Minecraft, I believe, again, not an expert, so text in if we're incorrect here, please, on 5395, you can build your own games within the world. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Apparently, I'm going to get even more nerdy here. Apparently, Minecraft is a sandbox video game, meaning it's like a sandbox that you can do various things in it. There's not a specific goal. I loved that metaphor, the sandbox. So anyway, we'll talk more about it in the cracks after we listen to music. A whole bunch of people who play it and are part of this Dream SMP also make music on the side.
And then
other fan community people do make music about the SMP. And then Spotify just drew a circle around it all.
Right.
Apparently it shouldn't be there. But
I think we should hit the first song, and I'm sorry in advance, everyone.
A little ghost who told me I don't have to worry.
It does something to me that I do not enjoy.
So, you know, I don't know, is this a character in this world?
So, because I was also like, I've literally never heard of this, so I had a little look up as well. And it sounds like one of the things that these artists do is it's like genre songs for the game, so they're writing like almost like fan fiction songs about the game, which actually I'd like to say is very cool. I do not want to be rude about that, because I think that's awesome. Like, you do you. This just is not my type of music. That's absolutely fine.
And then also some of these YouTubers who or Twitch people who have lots of followers playing the game are also in bands on the side that have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But it's been pulled into this, so it's lots of different things. So yeah, it's players who make music on the side as well as tribute songs to the plotline in this SMP.
So this is like a game which has, I mean, if anyone plays it, please text us, I'd love to know. But so this is a game that has kind of like a storyline or like a plot to it.
Well, it's their own. I think it's like Dungeons and Dragons. They've made their own plot line within the framework.
Oh, God. Oh, the song. It's called Mr. Bones, if anyone wants to look it up, by Crow.
So, like, Dream SMP is named after Dream, and he himself has, like, three songs that he's made, not related, and they have 150 million streams.
So he's the guy who came up with this SMP.
Him and a friend, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no. Okay, I've had enough Mr. Bones now. Thank you, Mr. Bones. That I find interesting about this, and we often have this when you bring us in, like, genres or something, is actually there's not really a sound that unites all these tracks. It's more of a thing that they're doing.
Well, that's why people felt this thing is not even a thing. It's, you know, it's like somebody who happened to walk by a video game at one point in their life got put onto this list.
Got you.
Sharp as a blade, I can strike into action. Call the syndicate, we shall seek satisfaction. I've been living and fighting in this war of life, but it doesn't matter how hard I try.
So this guy's a YouTuber. He has 2 million followers, half a billion views, and he makes songs based on popular games. So yeah, this is more what you were thinking about, sort of writing songs around this.
Listening to the lyrics of these tracks, it's all kind of like a little bit gothic. There seems to be a lot of sword fighting happening. There's trains, there's like journeying. There's lots of quests going on, which is cool. It is cool. And as Grizzy's just texted in, there is music for everyone. There is music for everyone. And if this is your music, go off. This is, you know, fantastic. It's not my music. Let's put it like that.
Well, so on the one hand, it feels really bottom up, right? Like people making music that they want, not what record companies or record labels or even proper musicians think they should be making, right? As fans. But then some people feel it's very top down in that it's Spotify creating things instead of responding. You know, Spotify sort of imprinted this onto a group of music where it doesn't belong, and they're sort of trying to create a genre which that's not their role. So there's sort of, you know,
We've just had a really good text from someone who knows more about Dream SMP than us. They said that so the Dream SMP people write plot off camera, and then they role play it within the world that they've built on Minecraft, and then they go on adventures and things loosely planned and loosely scripted, and then they improv dialogue and actions within the video game. That's cool. That's awesome.
Yes, thank you. That is a great explanation.
So I presume this is a big thing on Twitch. I imagine people tune in to watch people playing this game.
Isn't that a weird phenomenon now, that watching other people play? You know, you used to think video games is for you to play, but people now like to watch other people play. Laziness upon laziness.
No, it's not. I was going to say actually real interesting. It's like, it's like watching, you could almost argue it's like watching a piece of theatre or something. It's like an expanded art form in its own way. You just got to find the bit that works for you. It's like not all TV shows are TV shows you might want to watch, but like if you find the one that really is your favourite, you're going to binge that. You'll watch 7 hours of someone playing a game if it's really your bag.
I guess so. Well, like, I have Dungeons & Dragons people in my house, and they will watch other people play Dungeons & Dragons as well. I'm like, how can that be fun? But they really enjoy it.
Yeah. I guess if you're in the lore, then it's all part of the world. So this is CG5 with a track called Injustice. We're going to jump into our last one now, which is by a person called Amanda Fagan. Today and everything, sometimes you have to leave a night behind. They all called me insane for how I played the game, but it was worth every sacrifice. This is called Chessboard. There's a lot of things about, like, it's worth the sacrifice, it's worth the struggle. So, yeah, I'm getting questing vibes going on. Someone's also texted in, people watch hours of rugby rather than play it. That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very true.
Now,
I would maybe rather watch someone play hours of The Sims than this.
For me, too, it'd be like, well, at least let's watch someone do it correctly, because I would be terrible at playing it. Now, apparently this woman is also, she writes a lot of stuff based on, you know, things she likes. So she's also written a Marvel musical called Stark, the musical.
Oh my God, that's kind of amazing. I mean, this is the thing, like, this must be a really cool community to be a part of. If this is the thing you really like, how cool is it that you can be involved by, like, watching it or getting involved in the, like, lore or listening to the music or writing the music? But I guess it is one of those things that if you look at it from the outside, you're like, what is that? What are you doing? But, you know, lots of things are like that.
Well, yeah, it's funny. So some of the Twitter responses, some people are like, I hate fan communities, and so I don't want to be associated, which is kind of rude. But then some people are like, I'm in this fan community, but I didn't want it on my Spotify Wrapped because I don't want people to know I am.
It's my secret. We've had a few texts from parents. Someone says, when you have kids, you will be brutally and mercilessly exposed to this world. okay, good warning. And someone else says that their kids play it. And the soundtrack in the actual game is like meditation and wind chime music. So it's kind of relaxing. So this is stuff that happens, like, I guess, tangential to the world of the game. It's like expanding on it in different parts, I guess, in the real world, quote unquote.
the real world. I mean, yeah, that's right. And so, I mean, we've seen this before, I think, with like Harry Potter fandom music.
Oh, God.
You know, and it is cool seeing people like participate and self-create in response to media that's fed to them.
And look, we've all got one thing like this that we're really into, and you know, it's cool if you're into it.
You're trying really hard.
I'm trying hard. Trying really hard. I think the other thing I noticed when I had a look at these tracks, I mean, all of the tracks you sent us, Kirsten sends us a list of like 12 tracks and we pick about 3 to play. And all of them have enormous streaming numbers, like millions of streams. It's pretty crazy. Some of the, like, as you mentioned before, that CG5 guy, he's got like his top song has got something like 35 million listens on Spotify, which is quite bonkers. So there's definitely a community of people listening to this.
Well, and that's what I try to do in the show. Like, it's not about necessarily introducing you to music you might like, but using music to help understand people. You know, what
Absolutely.
Are people doing right now? People are doing this. And it's not like right or wrong. It's like, all right, people. This is what people are into.
People are into it. So that's Dream SMP. If you want to go and look it up or have a bit more of a Google this afternoon, it's quite an interesting thing to get stuck into. Thank you, Kirsten, for bringing us this.
You're welcome.
Where are we going to go next week?
Furniture music.
Furniture music. Okie doke. Looking forward to that one. Have a nice weekend and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you.